Today's devotion is entitled, Remain in the Word, by Pastor David Sebaugh, Emmanuel Elmhurst. I often wish I had a better memory. Countless tasks have been thought of and forgotten in the relentless shuffle of responsibilities. The solution? I write it down. My world is littered with a complex system of to-do lists, notepads, project management tools, and the like. These tools are great, that is, if I use them. In a flurry of self-confidence, I tell myself, I can remember that, only to be humbled when I've forgotten. I need it written down. I would like to think that my ailment is unique to me. It is not. In fact, it is so common that the God of the universe has to play the part of reminding us of the things we ought not forget. For instance, God's people needed to be reminded about right and wrong. So God wrote it down, in stone, twice. These words that I am giving you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand and let them be a symbol on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your city gates. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. Our Lutheran heritage doesn't allow us to assume that we'll just remember God and His ways. Martin Luther saw how far the church could stray without constantly studying and applying the Word of God. Being in the Word meant so much to Luther that he translated the New Testament into the most common German for anyone to read. We are no greater than those who came before us. If we are going to be people whose lives are built on the rock, then we can't just assume that we'll remember it from way back when. When life gets tough, when the temptations come, when the world's ways seem so alluring, we need to have God's Word ready in our minds and hearts. We need to be reminded. Lucky for us, God wrote it down. Remember all my to-do lists? They're all just as accessible as the Bible is to us today. Yet, my self-confidence gets in the way and I choose not to use them. Maybe you've been making that same choice about engaging with the Bible. It's not too late to jump back in. Make it a habit. You know what you need to do to remember. Do what it takes, even if it's a forehead jewelry. God has written down the story of your salvation and the secret to a life well lived. It's worth remembering.